Whenever there are kings and administrators living like animals in the lowest modes of existence, the Lord in his transcendental form manifests supreme power, the truth positive, shows special mercy to the faithful, performs wonderful activities, and manifests various transcendental forms as is necessary in different periods and ages.
Purport.
As mentioned above, the cosmic creation is the property of the Supreme Lord. This is the basic philosophy of Ishopanishad. Everything is the property of the Supreme Being. No one should encroach upon the property of the Supreme Lord. One should accept only what is kindly awarded by Him. Therefore, the earth or any other planet or universe is the absolute property of the Lord. The living beings are certainly His parts and parcels, or sons, and thus every one of them has a right to live at the mercy of the Lord to execute His prescribed work. No one, therefore, can encroach upon the right of another individual man or animal without being so sanctioned by the Lord. The king or the administrator is the representative of the Lord to look after the management of the Lord's will. He must therefore be a recognized person like Maharaj Yudhishthira or Parikshit. Such kings have full responsibility and knowledge from authorities about the administration of the world. But at times, due to the influence of the ignorance mode of material nature, tamoguna, the lowest of the material modes, kings and administrators come into power without knowledge and responsibility, and such foolish administrators live like animals for the sake of their own personal interests. The result is that the whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with anarchy and vicious elements. Nepotism, bribery, cheating, aggression, and therefore famine, epidemic, war, and similar other disturbing features become prominent in human society. And the devotees of the Lord, or the faithful, are persecuted by all means. All these symptoms indicate the time of an incarnation of the Lord to reestablish the principles of religion and to vanquish the maladministrators. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord then appears in His transcendental form without any tinge of material qualities. He descends just to keep the state of His creation in a normal condition. The normal condition is that the Lord has provided each and every planet with all the needs of the native living beings. They can happily live and execute their predestined occupations to attain salvation at the end, following the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures. The material world is created to satisfy the whims of Anicca-buddha, or everlasting conditioned souls, just as naughty boys are provided with playing cradles. Otherwise, there was no need of the material world. But when they became intoxicated with the power of material science to exploit the resources unlawfully without the sanction of the Lord, and that also only for sense gratification, there is a necessity of the Lord's incarnation to chastise the rebellious and to protect the faithful. When He descends, He exhibits superhuman acts just to prove His supreme might. Just to prove His supreme right. And materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, and Kamsa are sufficiently punished. He acts in a manner which no one can imitate. For example, the Lord, when He appeared as Ram, bridged the Indian Ocean. When He appeared as Krishna from His very childhood, He showed superhuman activities by killing Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, Kaliya, and then His maternal uncle, Kamsa. When He was at Dwarka, He married 16,108 queens, and all of them were blessed with a sufficient number of children. The sum total of His personal family members amounted to about 100,000, popularly known as the Yaduvamsya. And again, during His lifetime, He managed to vanquish them all. He is famous as Govardhana Dhari Hari, because He lifted at the age of only 7 the hill known as Govardhan. The Lord killed many undesirable kings in his time. As a Kshatriya, he fought chivalrously. He is famous as Asamurdha, unparalleled. No one is equal to or greater than him. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam means the presentation of how no one is equal or greater than Krishna. Sometimes we forget why we should daily come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya instructed that before you are liberated, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and after you are liberated, go on hearing Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam benefits both the neophytes and the liberated souls. By giving them association with the personality of Godhead. How can you meet Krishna? Do not think of meeting Krishna in a material way. Of course, matter is simply Krishna's energy. But the vision of matter prevents you from meeting Krishna. When you learn the art of using matter in Krishna's service, then the matter no longer blocks your vision of Krishna.
Then
you can become as free as Krishna is in the material world. When Krishna comes to the material world, it presents no problem to him. And for those who follow Krishna's instructions, this material world becomes not a problem place. Then, even in the material world, you can see Krishna's direct glories. Just to help you on your path of perfection, Krishna gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita how to see him in the material world.
I'm
the taste of water. Prabhasmi, Shastri Surya, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. This is not Krishna simply speaking poetry. This is Krishna giving instructions how he's going to let you see him. Just like if someone wants to know you, you may give some hints.
まあ、誰か他の人が皆さんのことを知りたいと思った時には、皆さん、 ろんなヒントを与えてあげるわけです。
So, if the person is serious about knowing you, they'll take the hints seriously.
で、まあ、真剣に知りたいと思っている人っていうのは、まあ、真剣にそのヒントを、求めるわけです。
Therefore, whenever you drink water, you think Krishna is the taste, and you're becoming Krishna conscious.
で、ですから水を飲むときには、水の味がクリシナであると思う。で、そして、まあ、水を飲んでクリシナ式になれる。
As you all know, even if the drunk is thinking Krishna is the taste of the water and the wine, then he gradually becomes Krishna conscious, although we don't recommend that process.
で、酒飲みがこの水の味がクリシナであると思っているんだったら、そういうふうに思っているんだったら、そういうふうに思い続けるんだったら、次第にクリシナ意識になっていくことができる。まあ、もちろんそれを、みんなにそれを強く進めているわけではありませんけれども。
Sometimes we act like Krishna has put us into this world and abandoned us. As we discussed yesterday, even devotees become forgetful of their original purpose in coming to Krishna consciousness. Or, and then they begin to think, who cares about me? Who knows what I'm doing? Or else they think, too many people care about me, too many people know what I'm doing. And they wonder, where is this Krishna who I have been trying to get for some years now? If Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, why doesn't he make himself more easily available to me? I'm a good person, I'm a sincere person. So where is Krishna? Actually, Krishna is the property of those who think I am full of faults, but my only hope is the mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord. As we grow older in devotional service, we don't want to build up a sense of material self-worth. Yes, Krishna, I know all about him. I've been around for some years. I know all about devotional service.
No, we
always want to keep our attitude of feeling very weak and dependent on Krishna. Do you remember how helpless you felt the first time you put on a dhoti? I remember my first morning in the temple. I got up at 3 a.m. because I was so concerned that I wouldn't be able to get the dhoti on in time to get to Mangal Arch.
I was
praying to Krishna, please, If you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, help me to get this dhoti on so I can go to Mangalarti. So like this for saris? First time is difficult? New devotees, they have this sense of wonder about Krishna and bhakti. Just like our friend here, he likes to jump with ecstasy in kirtan. Has he ever jumped like that for anything in his life? But that is jumping like dogs. Monkeys also jump. But to jump in transcendental ecstasy, that is different. They have a zoo in Tokyo? Sometimes I go to the zoo just to meditate on the animals through the eyes of Prabhupada's purports.
Maybe you can take the devotees on a field trip.
It's very interesting.
People go for dates to the zoo.
It's very interesting. If you look, if you remember all of Prabhupada's animal examples, you see it right before your eyes. And then you can think, these are living entities. I could be one of them in my next birth. Especially when you look at the baboons. I don't know all the Japanese words. But the various kinds of monkeys are most interesting. They're jumping all the time. They can even go from tree to tree using their tails. So we're not speaking of that kind of jumping. The jumping that a new person to Krishna consciousness does is because he's feeling the presence of Krishna. If I knew the names of the animals in Japanese, I could discuss more the glories of a zoo trip. You know, orangutan? I went with, in the Melbourne, I went to the zoo with Aniruddha and the Melbourne devotees, and so he knew a lot about the zoo because he used to work at a zoo when he was a non-devotee. So he told me, the animals are very sensitive. They're very sensitive about their circumstances. So first, when we got to the zoo in Melbourne, we saw some orangutans. Such strange looking creatures. They look a little human, but then they have this orange hair and very strange face.
で、まあ、人間に似たような感じなんですけれども、毛がオレンジ色だったり、こうね、顔の表情がちょっとなんか奇妙だったりするわけです。
So when I first saw it, I couldn't believe it. I just started laughing that, a spirit soul in this body, how is it possible?
で、まあ、私はオランダを見たわけですけれども、非常にこう笑いが、初めて見たときは笑いが収まらなかったと。この中にこう、これが確かにいるので、確かにこの中に魂が入っている。これはもう非常に面白かった。
It's an astonishing sight for me.
で、私にとってはもう驚くべき光景だったわけです。
And then the orangutan just looked at me and then picked up a stick and said,
オランダは私をじっと見ていて、で、その辺に本気の人まで話しながら、
And then we saw some chimpanzees. And there was an old chimpanzee and an old man and old lady chimpanzee. And they were just locked into an embrace for a half hour.
そのおじいさんおばあさんチンパンジーが30分間ほどずっとこう固く抱きしめ合っていた。
Actually, this was in the Auckland Zoo.
でこれはまあオークランドの動物園です。
Just locked into an embrace for a half hour. We're just watching. When are they going to stop?
で、ちょっともう30分ほどもしっかりともう固く抱きしめ合っていると。いつになったらやめるんだろうかとずっと見ていた。
And sometimes they would kiss for 15 minutes on end.
で、もう15分間ずっとキスし続けていると。
You can see right in front of your eyes what is special about my human birth if I use it for this.
で、その目の前で、そういう光景が見れるわけです。で、まあ、人間として生まれた、それをこういう形で使うんだったら一体どういう特別なその人間の生まれた機会が価値があるんだろうかと。
This is the highest experience in the material world.
で、これが、まあ、物質世界では最高の活動とされるわけです。
And there are the chimps just locked in an embrace. And they were old. They were at the point when they're supposed to die. So we're just watching right in front of their cage. And they don't care. They're just...
まあ、檻の中で、抱き合っているわけですね。それを目の前で見ていました。
When you see this in front of your eyes, you understand the tragedy of wasting your life.
で、目の前でそれを見れば、まあ、人生を無駄にするということの大悲劇が、まあ、よくわかります。
So much you can understand just by looking at the world through Prabhupada's purports.
で、ブラッバーの解説を通して、世界を見ることによって、まあ、いろんなことが学べます。
And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita gives you direct hints how to experience him.
で、バガヴァッド・ギーターの中でクリスタは、いかにすれば直接クリスタを経験することができるかというそのヒントをいろいろ与えてくれています。
This Srimad Bhagavatam class is for experiencing Krishna.
で、このシュマド・バガヴァッドのクラスは、クリシナを経験するためのものです。
Through the sound of Srimad Bhagavatam, you meet Krishna.
で、Srimad Bhagavatam の音、を通じて、クリシナに触れることができます。
Now you might think that you can only meet a person by seeing with your eyes.
で、人に会うというのは、これはもう、目を通してその人を見るということによってしかできないと、そういうふうに思うかもしれないけれども。
But that is a material conception.
それは、まあ、物質的な概念です。
In bhakti yoga, you meet Krishna not simply with your eyes, but with your ears and through the processes of devotional service.
で、天地方式においてクリシナに会うというのは、クリシナを見るというのは、ただ目を通して見るということだけじゃなくて、聞くということを通して、そして、まあ、天使保証するということを通して、クリシナを見るわけです。
How many of you thought like that? That through my service, I'm meeting Krishna.
で、奉仕を通じて、まあ、クリシナに会うと。そういうことを、皆さんの中で、何ぐらいの人が、そういうことを今まで考えたことがあるでしょうか。
Through worshipping Krishna, I'm meeting him.
で、クリシナを崇拝するということを通して、クリシナに会うと。
But when our chanting becomes inattentive, we forget about these things.
で、ところが、 まあ、ジャポンとマントラを唱えるのが、まあ、不注意な、タイトルで唱えるようになったならば、そういうことを忘れてしまうようになります。
Then everything feels like a burden.
でそうすると、まあ、そういうことになるとどうなるかというと、すべてが、まあ、重たい荷物に感じられる。
You have to go to the temple program.
やだけれども、テンプルのプログラムに行かないと。
You have to do devotional service.
献身奉仕はなんかやらされなきゃ、やらなきゃいけない。
Everything feels like an inconvenience.
で、全部がなんかこう不便な出来事のように思えるような。
Because we've forgotten that these activities are the way to meet Krishna.
というのは、まあ、クリシュナに会う道であると、クリシュナに会う方法であるということを、まあ、忘れてしまっているからです。
It's very amazing how serving Krishna feels inconvenient to us.But our own sense gratification feels very appropriate.
で、まあ、クリシュナの奉仕というのがなんか、失面倒くさいことに思える、そして感覚満足というのが、まあ、非常にこう、正しいことに思えるというのは、これはちょっと興味深い点です。
Whenever I get my way, that is very convenient. But whenever I have to do things Krishna's way, that is very irritating.
で自分のやりたい方法でやるというのは、これはもう非常に素晴らしいけれども、クリスチャンの求める方法でやるというと、なんだかイライラさせられると。
This is remnants of our demoniac background.
でこれはまあ我々の持っている、アスラ的なあ生き方してきたものによるわけです。
What about me, Krishna? What are you doing for me?
私のことは一体どうしてくれるんだろう、クリスチャンだと私のことは一体どうするつもりなんだ。
I've been around for five or six years now and I don't think you've done enough for me.
私はもう5、6年、クリスチャンしかやっているけれども、クリスチャンは私には十分なことは何もしてくれなかったと思う。
This attitude is a leftover, a remnant of our demoniac background of trying to be controller and enjoyer.
でこれはまあ自分が楽しみたいで、自分が支配者になりたいという、そういう我々が生きてきたところのもの、その基本的な、まあ、悪魔的な姿勢の態度の、まあ、残りかすであるわけです。
At the zoo, you can see how the animals are simply concerned with their own bodily conveniences.
で、動物園に行ってみれば、まあ、その動物たちが、まあ、一匹一匹、自分の体の快適さだけを求めていると。それを、まあ、気にしているということが、まあ、目の前でわかります。
You can see the apes laying on a rock in the sun on their back.
で、まあ、類人猿が、ごろりと寝転がって、日向ぼっこしている。
In Tokyo, they have the new kind of zoos which have the animals in natural circumstances instead of cages.
で、東京の動物園というと、そうすると動物園というのは檻の中にいるんじゃなくて、だからこう自然の環境に近いようなそういうところに置いていくというそういう動物園があるんでしょうか。
It's the new thing in zoos around the world. Put the animals in natural circumstances, otherwise you're being cruel.
で、動物を、まあ、自然の環境に置いておくと、それでなきゃ例えば檻に入れるとかするんだから、これはもう残酷だとこうされる。これも世界の、動物園の新しい最近の傾向です。
So the people, they feel good. How we are compassionate. Our zoo has animals in natural circumstances. And they watch the animals while eating McDonald's hamburgers. The people are thinking, yes!Humans and animals all want the same thing, sense gratification in natural convenient circumstances. We would like that, and certainly the animals want that. I saw once a gorilla family.
ゴリラの家族を見たことがあります。
And the mother gorilla had her baby holding the baby tight.
で、母親のゴリラが赤ちゃんのゴリラをしっかりと抱いている。
And the gorilla baby was clinging very tightly to its mother.
で、赤ちゃんのゴリラが、お母さんのゴリラにしっかりとしがみついている。
And then the father gorilla, he was just off somewhere on a rock laying on his back in the sun. And he had a pile of tree branches that he was eating. So without even looking at the branches, he would just reach over, grab some, and while laying in the sun. Breakfast in bed. He didn't even have to look. He would just reach over, grab some branches, and then every once in a while he would, with the same hand, scratch his back, and then reach over again, grab some branches. Human beings today, they can think, oh, this is very nice. So they feel happy when the animals are like that, because the humans think, yes, yes, this is what every creature should have. But sometimes we bring that same attitude into devotional service. Krishna, isn't it about time you gave me a flat rock in the hot sun with a pile of branches nearby? Isn't it time you satisfied my senses? If you don't satisfy my senses, Krishna, I'm going away. I'm tired of working for you. When are you going to work for me? Remember, Krishna, you are my part and parcel. You've attained me after many births and deaths, Krishna. Fools make fun of me in my present condition. They don't know that everything is meant for my convenience. The problem with temples is that they don't understand that absolute truth. It's not only the temples that have this problem, it's the devotees who live near the temples also. Everyone has forgotten the absolute truth that everything is meant for my convenience. This is the demoniac attitude. We forgot it's demoniac. We can remember Kamsa, his attitude. I like to give this example. Make a good play also. Narada Muni came to Kamsa and told him, actually, Krishna, he's hiding in Vrindavan. Vasudev has cheated you. He very stealthily brought Krishna to Vrindavan, where he's been hiding.
お前はバルセバに騙されたんだと。でバルセバは一人とクリシナをブリンダーバに連れてきて、ブリンダーバにクリシナを隠している。
And all the wizards that you sent to Vrindavan to kill anyone who looked like Krishna, they've all been killed by Krishna. Immediately, Kamsa flew into a rage. Where is Vasudeva? Where is David P? I'll immediately kill them.And Narada Muni, he's very quick and clever. No, don't go for Vasudeva. He's not the one who's supposed to kill you. Better try to kill Krishna. You see how clever Narada Muni is.
でそこでも奈良の頭の切れがよくわかるわけです。
Kamsa, wait, wait. Remember, try to kill Krishna.
Kamsa, 待て。クリシナを殺すと、それを忘れちゃいかんぞ。
Kamsa immediately came to his senses. Yes, yes, that's right. I should kill Krishna.
で、Kamsa それですぐに記憶に戻った。
But still, I will put Vasudeva and Devaki in prison just for good measure. Then Kamsa made his grand scheme to kill Krishna. Through the wrestlers and through Kubalayapi, the elephant.
クワラピーダの像、そしてまたレスラー、そうしたものたちを使うという、そういう策略であったわけです。
Now, how was Krishna going to come to Mathura when he was living in Vrindavan? Comes anew. Yes, he's there in Vrindavan. I've got to get him to Mathura.
クリシナがブリンダーバンにいる。そのブリンダーバンをどうやってマトゥーラに連れていくか。
He had to devise a plan to lure, attract Krishna to Mathura.
クリシナを、マツーダに追い引き寄せるような、まあ、そういう策略を立てなければならない。
He didn't understand that one of the reasons why Narada Muni told him these things because Narada Muni knew Krishna's Braja Leela is about to end. It's time for him to go to Mathura and then Dwarka for his other pastimes.
Narada Muni は知っていたんです。クリシナのブリンダーバンリーラーが終わって、でそしてマツーダに行く、そしてまたそのうちドワラカに行く。そういう時期がもう迫ってきたということを、まあ、奈良の宮は知っていたからです。
So Kamsa had to scheme how to achieve his purposes.
で、まあ、クリシナのそういう目的を達成、するために、まあ、Kamsa はその策略、計画を、立てなければならなかった。
He didn't know Krishna has no purposes to fulfill and he just acts for his own pleasure, which comes without any trouble.So Kamsa said, I know, I'll call for Akrura, he'll do this task. So he summoned Akrura and then he began to present his program to Akrura.
アクルラを呼んだ。でそしてカムサはアクルラに対して、カムサがどういう計画を立てているのかというのを明らかにした。
Speaking to him very diplomatically.
非常にこう憲法実に満ちた、そういう方法で話した。
This part makes a very nice drama.
でこれはもう非常にいい、ドラマになるところです、劇になるところです。
You can imagine the hideous, strong, powerful demon Kamsa speaking very sweetly to Akura.
非常にこう横島なとてつもない、アスラであるカンスが、で、アクルラに対して非常にこう優しい言葉で、語りかけている。
アクルラ、I have no better friend than you in the Yadu dynasty.
で、ヤド王家の者たちで、アクルラ、お前アクルラほど、まあ、私にとって、親しい友はいないと。
I'm taking shelter of you just like a worshipper of Indra takes shelter of him.
で、インドラの崇拝者がインドラに、一切を身を明け渡すように。で、私は、お前に、全てを
He will never say like someone take shelter of Vishnu. Indra is bad enough, but still he managed to say that I'm taking shelter of you, just like a worshipper of the demigods takes shelter of Indra. Here is a brand new chariot. Kindly take it to Vrindavan and bring back Krishna and Balaram. He's scheming very nicely for his sense gratification. The acharyas reveal that Kamsa's thinking that Akura will see the brand new chariot and think, oh, I'll do anything to be able to drive it. Like materialists, they think devotees are naive. They can be very, very impressed by the material energy. When Akura will look at this brand new chariot, his mind will be blown and he'll be so eager to drive it, he'll do whatever I say. But what was Akura thinking? He was thinking, I'm glad it's a brand new chariot that no one's ever ridden on, because I won't take Krishna and Balaram back on a chariot that you've ridden on, Kamsa. Then Kamsa describes his plan, how he's going to kill Krishna, either through the elephant or through the wrestlers. And he reveals how he's going to establish alliances with all the demoniac kings. And he reveals to Akura how he's going to imprison his own father Ugrasena. He's going to finish off anyone who's supporting the demigods. And then he gives his grand conclusion. After I do all this, it will be very pleasant to rule the world without any obstruction. Here's where we can see the demoniac psychology coming out so strongly. And we can remember this impulse that gives us trouble in Krishna consciousness. You can practice Kamsa's words sometimes. Just say, it would be very pleasant to rule the world without any obstruction.
そういう世界を収めるというのは非常に愉快なものであろう。
You can try. In Japanese, you can say. Try it. You can do your will. It would be very pleasant to rule the world without obstruction. Modern mind, God, he can do it. Give us a good demonstration. No, damn it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, damn it. Yeah, come on. I remember. Yeah, don't. Oh, Josh, you can do it. In English. It would be very pleasant to rule the world without obstruction.
It would be very pleasant to rule the world without obstruction.
This is the impulse that gives all of us problems when we do not cleanse it in Krishna consciousness.
こういう衝動があって、でそれで私の意識を行っていく、クリシャ意識を行っていく上でのいろんなトラブルが出てくると。でそういうのを洗い清めないと、そういう衝動がいろいろ問題を起こすわけです。
Of course, you think, I am humble. I don't want to rule the whole world.
で、まあ、もちろん、私は謙虚で、世界を統治するなんていうことは、やりたくないと思っている。
But the things around me must go my way. And Krishna keeps stopping this. When we think like that, it means we've forgotten that the process of bhakti is for associating with Krishna.
で、そういうことを思うということは、もうすなわち、バクティというのはクリシナとつながるということ、そういうことを忘れてしまっているということです。
Simply by sitting with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you are associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
で、原始者と一緒に座る、で、シュマルバーガータも聞くということ、ただそれだけでもクリシナとつながっているわけです。
Krishna has not abandoned us to this hellish Kali Yuga.
この地獄のような帰り場にクリシナが私たちをもう見捨ててしまったというわけではありません。
He's here as his name.
で、クリシナはいるわけです。名前としている。
He's here as Srimad Bhagavatam.
で、クリシナはいると。シュマッド・バーガータムという形でいる。
You can meet him in any of the processes of devotional service.
で、天使保持のさまざまなプロセスの中、そのいずれの道によってもクリシナに会うことができる。
Our whole life is meant for that purpose.
で私たちの人生というのは、まさにそのためにあるわけです。
So let us not lose sight of this goal.
ですから、このゴールを、目からそらさないように、見失わないように、しましょう。
Remember, our problem is that we are eager to enjoy material nature.
で、私たちの性癖、これは、この世界を、楽しもうという、そういう、態度です。
We think material nature has good things in store for us.
で、この物質世界の中に、私たちに楽しいこと、面白いこと、見たいことがいっぱいあると思っています。
We say, oh yeah, there'll be a few problems, but I know there's some good things waiting for me.
で、ちょっといざこざは、トラブルは、問題はあるだろうけれども、何か、素晴らしいことが私を待っていると。
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says,Dukkhaayam Ashashvatam. There's nothing good waiting for you in material life. But we quietly say, Krishna, I don't think you know what you're talking about. There are some good things and I'm going to get them.
クリスナは、そういうことは言ってるんだけども、クリスナは言ってることを、自分の言ってることはよくわからないんだろうと、本当は何かいいことがこの世界に私を、待ってるんだというふうに、春のそこで、つぶやいているわけです。
in the same quantity that we disagree with Krishna, to that quantity we will suffer. And then we blame Krishna. It's all your fault. You did not reveal yourself to me. This is also coming from original demoniac mentality. Another good drama, Hiranyakashipu demanding Prahlad, where is this Vishnu?
Prahlad,
you're always talking about someone more powerful than me. Now I want to see that person. Where is he? Is he here? Is he here? Where is he? Why can't I see him? In other words, if I can't see him, he doesn't exist. So then Hiranyakashipu gave his final conclusion. Prahlad, right now with my sword, I'm going to cut off your head. I want to see this God come and save you. Hiranyakashipu was confident. I'll cut off your head and nothing will happen because your God does not exist because I can't see him. These remnants of demoniac mentality have to be cleansed through the process of bhakti yoga. Then we'll become more peaceful. Any questions? Yes. Nepotism means when the person who's, let's see, what are the contemporary examples of nepotism? Siddhartha, he handed over to
everyone in his family.
Give political posts to your children, your relatives. It's nepotism, whether they're qualified or not, just because they're in your family. What's the Saddam does that too?
Nepotism.
It's words in the purport. Just say in Japanese, he's asked what nepotism is, an English word it means.
At least all the business in the country was owned by his children.
So nepotism means to hand over all political posts and power in society to your own relatives. Even though they have no qualification. Maharaj Dasarath handed over power to Ram, but Ram was qualified.
Maharaj Dasarath had given all the power to Ramachandra, but Ramachandra was qualified. を、受け取れるだけの器が、まあ、しっかりとあったんです。
And Yudhisthira handed over to Pritchett, but Yudhisthira was confident Pritchett was qualified.
Yudhisthira は前吉熊大臣にその力を渡したわけです。受け継がせたわけですけれども、それは、マハラジ・ユディシュタが、バリシュタが、その器をしっかりと持てると、確信していたからです。
So Srimad Bhagavatam talks about family dynasties keeping political power, but the dynasties were qualified.
で、まあ、王朝、それが、まあ、力を、受け継いでいくということ、まあ、そういうことを Srimad Bhagavatam は語っているわけですけれども、その王朝、自体が、まあ、ちゃんとしっかりとした、まあ、器のある人々で、構成されていたわけです。
Yes.
How do we not become frustrated, you know, when we see that something really being done in a way that we feel we could do better, or we know better about something? And the tendency to want to control the situation, but if it genuinely maybe is not being done in the best way, we can't do anything about it. How do we not become frustrated?
もうちょっとなんか自分がやったらうまく、できるだろうなっていうそういうシチュエーションでそういう状況で、不満を感じないでいる、ようになるにはどうすればいいか。
You can only do your best. You can suggest that this could be better done. Then you've done your part.
で、まあ、自分の立場で挑戦を尽くすと。これが、こういうふうにしたらうまくいきますよというそういう助言をすると。でそうすれば、まあ、自分のやるべきことは果たしたことになります。
We're just instruments in Krishna's hands. We can only do our part, and that's what we're held accountable for.
で、まあ、私たちはもうクリシナの手先であるわけです。で自分のやるべきことをその立場、それだけしかやれない。でそれをやればいいわけです。果たしたことになります。
Just like if when Kavi Chandramaraj leaves Japan and we go on jumping up and down on the floor in the morning, then he's done his part. What can he do?
Buy him a bigger building or something. What can I do here?
Kavi Chandramaraj が Tokyo を立つと。そうすると、みんなが飛び跳ねると。そうすると、まあ、カビジュンダムハラジは、まあ、やるべきこと、はやったわけです。
でも、その、volunteer and do it better.
Similarly, Prabhupada has given us so many instructions. He said he gave us everything. Now, what we do with it, that's up to us.
まあ、プラグワダはいろんな教えを残してくれたわけです。プラグワダの言葉によりますと、すべてを与えたと、いうものです。で、しかしそれをどうするかというのは、こちらサイドの、次第です。
He was confident, I've given you everything you need in my books.
必要なもの、これはすべて私の本の中にあると、そういうふうにプラグワダはしっかりと語っています。
Frustration comes when we forget that Krishna is the controller and we're just servants. Naturally, we want things to come out the best. And there will be setbacks.
でそしてまた、その、何とか交代しなければならないときそういうものもあります。
But we should never become so frustrated that we stop devotional service.
けれどもそれでも不満になってイライラさせられて、まあ、電子奉仕をやめるということになってはまあいけない。
Maybe the temple president won't listen to you, but you can always chant Hare Krishna.
で、テンプレジデントはその意見を聞いてくれない時あるかもしれないけれども、そういう時はもうハリクリシナを唱えることができるわけです。
You can always teach others to chant Hare Krishna.
で、他の人たちにハリクリシナを唱えるということを、それはもういつもできる。
You can always read Prabhupada's books and get others to read his books.
で、自分自身でプラバダの本を読み、で、他の人にも本を読む、そういうことを教えることはまあできるわけです。
It's always an interesting lesson that Krishna teaches. When you get circumstances which you think aren't the best, And Krishna shows you that wonders can come out of those situations. You never forget those things. We think in order for Krishna to be served, all the circumstances have to be materially very nice or very orderly. Krishna can show you that wonders can happen in bhakti even in circumstances that aren't so favorable. I remember, for example, during the communist days in Poland, when finally we were able to smuggle books into the country so devotees could do sankirtan, they would go on sankirtan in the freezing weather and the tears would freeze to their cheeks. They were so happy. I couldn't believe it. Here I am in the middle of the city with a backpack full of Srimad Bhagavatams. At last, there's, and the tears will come down their cheeks and freeze. That is Krishna appearing in difficult circumstances. And devotees never forget that. Everything material was wrong, and then Krishna still appeared. Even today, most of those devotees, they tell me, we never felt as protected and secure in Krishna consciousness as then. Or else others, they just shake their heads and say, yes, those were glorious times, but it can't stay like that. In other words, sooner or later we have to fall into Maya. That's the way it has to be. Enthusiasm must go down. You must realize as you become older in Krishna consciousness that you don't have to try so hard to please Krishna. You must realize that you're not going to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So just get that idea out of your head. And prepare yourself for many births. That's the non-fanatical process. Ladies, questions?
I have a question.
Madhu has gone, yes. All glories to the Prabhupada. Hare
Hare.
Hare.